KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. Now, we know that as many of us are working from home, it is a good idea to get up and move around regularly. And if you need another reason to do that, it could help prevent cancer. Here to explain why is oncologist Dr. Natalie Marshall. She's the medical director of the UCSF Cancer Center in Berkeley. Dr. Marshall, thanks for being here. How are you?
I'm great, and thanks for having me.
So is this true? Getting up out of our chairs more can help decrease our risk of cancer. Tell us about the link there.
Yes, it can actually help prevent a lot of different kinds of cancer. So exercise lowers the risk of about 13 different types of cancer, including the common cancers like breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, uterine cancer. And the way that works is that when you exercise, it raises your muscle mass. And muscles can counteract some of the chemical processes in the body that can promote cancer. For instance, it can lower your insulin level, and that can decrease your risk of getting certain types of cancer. And exercise also helps us with stress reduction, helps us sleep, helps decrease anxiety, other things that can raise our stress hormones, which can actually promote cancer as well. So exercise can do a lot of different things, but cancer prevention is one of the big things that it can do.
Now, I will admit that exercising and eating well are two specific things that I have not been doing during the pandemic. So are you concerned that you'll be seeing the negative effects of this kind of lifestyle down the road?
I think in the short term, like falling off the wagon and not eating perfectly during this really stressful time or not exercising, you're not going to get cancer just because for several months you didn't exercise. But when it goes into a habit of not exercising or a habit of eating poorly or drinking too much alcohol, which, by the way, alcohol is a carcinogen and increases the risk of cancer too, that's when I think it's dangerous to get into habits where you're not being active. And the good news is that even a little bit of exercise, so going from doing nothing to doing something, even 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day of walking, doing any exercise at all is beneficial. And there's no lower threshold to benefit. So any exercise is better than none.
So you're saying that people who maybe are starting from zero can still do something to decrease their risk there?
Yes. And I think one of the important things for people to understand is that you don't have to be perfect in exercise. And if you miss a day of exercise, it's not a disaster. I think we hold ourselves to these very high standards. And then when we don't meet them, we just stop doing it altogether. Like if your diet's not perfect, you just go crazy and eat the whole pint of ice cream or the whole gallon of ice cream. It's okay if you don't do the recommended amount. I'm putting that in quotation marks. There is a recommended amount of exercise, but if you can't do that or you don't have time to do that, doing something's better than doing nothing. For instance, I'll say like the guidelines are like 3 hours a week of moderate exercise. Well, some people can't do that. They don't have time. So if they do any exercise, it's fine. Like adding something is good.
And we're talking about exercise here, but you made reference there to alcohol as another risk factor. Are there other things people can do when it comes to their lifestyle to decrease their risk?
Yes. So getting enough sleep is actually a huge factor in the metabolic fitness of a person. And what I mean by that is there are chemicals in the blood, in the body, that help cancer grow. So for instance, if you have a high insulin level or insulin resistance, if you have certain other chemicals that are associated with insulin resistance, if you have high stress hormones like cortisol and epinephrine and adrenaline, these things have been shown to increase inflammation and increase the risk of certain kinds of cancer. So if you sleep enough, those levels of those chemicals go down, and that does help protect you from cancer and cancer recurrence. If you eat a good, healthy diet, the diet I recommend is the Mediterranean diet or some form of an anti-inflammatory diet where you're eating lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of fiber, less processed food, less red meat. You don't have to be a vegan or a vegetarian, but it's just good to add more fiber and plant products to your diet in order to help lower inflammation in the body and to help the bacteria in the gut, the microbiome, which interacts with your immune system.
Exercising more, healthy diet, avoiding too much alcohol, getting more sleep, not being so stressed. When you put it all in a list like that, if it's a big lifestyle change, that could be a lot for some people. Is there any tweak that you would recommend if people feel like they could only change one or maybe two things?
Yes. I think that exercise is probably the most important thing you can change, secondary only to diet. I think that they're equal, diet and exercise. If I were going to change two things in a patient or ask them to try to help them change two things, those would be the two easiest things that they might be able to implement a change that would be meaningful. So I recommend just going from doing whatever, wherever you're at with exercise to try to just increase the amount of moderate exercise that you can do. So moderate exercise is where you can talk, but you can't sing while you're doing the activity. So brisk walking might be an example of that, or riding a bike at a moderate pace. If you're very fit and you could run or swim or do something more intensive, you can end up doing half as much exercise for the same benefit as moderate exercise. So if you're going to walk for 30 minutes at a moderate pace, you could run for 15 minutes at a higher pace. Those would be equivalent. I like this concept of exercise snacks, which is when you just do take little breaks and instead of going to the kitchen, you do maybe 10 push-ups on the wall or on the table or on your knees. Maybe you do some air squats or you stand up and sit down slowly into the chair to strengthen your quad muscles. Or maybe you go for a 5-minute walk or a 10-minute walk. So just taking little breaks to do exercise throughout the day to increase your strength. Going back to diet, adding fruits and vegetables is the easiest thing that people can do that can improve their diet, because adding fiber and all the vitamins and phytonutrients or the plant nutrients that protect us from inflammation, that type of change can really increase the health of your diet and lower the risk of getting colon cancer and various other cancers as well.
Okay, more exercise snacks and fewer chocolate snacks. Dr. Natalie Marshall, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Natalie Marshall, Medical Director of the UCSF Cancer Center in Berkeley, and I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.